Senator Ludlam, you've been looking at the issue of the internet filter for some time. What does yesterday's leak of someone's internet blacklist tell you?
I think it tells us that the people who were predicting this was going to happen were right all along, obviously. This has been on the cards right from the beginning. What it really does is gives us a bit of an idea of what Minister Conroy has bitten off. If he's actually serious about proposing a system on which the blacklist would be replicated across every internet service provider in the country, then the headache that he got yesterday is going to be a real migraine once that thing is proliferated right across all the ISPs.
There's obviously public concern, though, about inappropriate material on the internet that parents don't want their kids to see, and the separate but similar issue of child sexual abuse. What, in your view, is the right approach for the government to take?
I think the right approach to take, for where we find ourselves at the moment, the right approach to take would be to say, OK, look, we might have had it wrong on the net filter, and announcing the presumed failure of the tests that are underway at the moment would be a great time to make that announcement. And then I reckon open it up to the industry in Australia, which has got a lot of expertise going back 20 years, and ask the question to the online community and the child protection community more generally, what's the best way to protect children online, whether it be from being poached in chat rooms, coming across material, or falling victims to some of the syndicates that are out there, all of the areas that net filtering won't even go close to touching. I think the best thing the minister could do at the moment actually would be to admit that maybe they don't have all the best ideas and open it up to the online community and to people of expertise and goodwill to come up with some better targeted initiatives.
It seems, though, that that's not going to happen. I mean, the Rudd government is continuing this, even though opposition has been mounting from, as you know, a wide variety of directions. I mean, is this really going to take a change in the composition of the Senate? I mean, the speculation is it's about Senate numbers and payback for preferences deals and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've been pretty careful not to speculate on the motivations of the various players because I think I'm more interested in the substantive issues that we're trying to debate. It would be pretty heartbreaking to find out that it was all a preference deal with it really just right because it's such a misguided approach to a very serious issue. Right from the outset, I have no problem at all with a genuine debate, a political debate about violence and sexual violence against women and children and how that expresses itself on the internet. I think that's a really good debate that it's about time the country had. And so, you know, if it comes down to numbers in the Senate, I think at the moment Minister Conroy would have to admit that he's looking at a very hostile Senate. The Coalition are opposed. Senator Xenophon's expressing extreme scepticism, and obviously the Greens are a long way from being on board. So he's looking at real hurdles and getting it through the hostile Senate. You've got to take a step back and say maybe this wasn't such a clever idea to begin with.
Have the Greens been in specific conversations with the Coalition?
No, not as such, apart from, conversations on the side and estimates hearings and so on. No, we're kind of we're pursuing our own lines of inquiry. A lot of them are pretty similar. We've got very similar concerns, I suppose, but we're not coordinating a response as such.
What are the next steps the Greens will be taking on this issue?
Well, look, we get opportunities to cross-examine the Minister and the Department every couple of months in estimates hearings, and so we're gearing up for the next round of that. The next thing on the table really is what happens with the outcomes of the trial that's underway at the moment. And probably the fallout from what occurred yesterday with the posting of a blacklist or some hybrid or some variant of it on WikiLeaks, because that really is a bit of a poke in the eye. That's an extremely provocative move. I don't actually want to see a shopping list of child pornography posted on a public site on the net either. It's I think it's actually a real shame that that's the example that's been chosen. But people have been saying, look, that's inevitable. That's been inevitable right from the beginning. What the hell is all that other material doing there that shouldn't be on a blacklist in the first place? And why is the government so dead set on perfecting technology to censor the internet when it's clearly running counter to the interests of nearly everybody who's taken in the debate?
Senator Ludlam, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Good on you. Thank you very much.